Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to Fixed Price Q4 Full Year 2021 Operating Results Conference Call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. Without further ado, I would now like to pass the line to Elena Mironova. Elena, the floor is yours. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. With me on the call are Chief Executive Officer Dmitry Kirsanov and Chief Financial Officer Anton Махнёв. After Dmitry talks us through the trading update for the fourth quarter and full year 2021, we will open the call to questions. Let me caution you that this presentation includes statements that are or may deem to be forward-looking statements with respect to the financial condition, results, operations, and businesses of Fixed Price Group. For the full disclaimer, please refer to page two of the results presentation, which you can find in the Results Center section of our website at ir.fixed-price.com. Now let me turn the call over to our CEO. Dmitry, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Elena, and good afternoon, everyone. I've got to say that I am proud of our team and the results we were able to achieve in Q4 and the 12 months. All of this despite the highly uncertain and challenging environment with COVID restrictions, high inflation, currency volatility, and global supply chain disruptions. For the full year 2021, our revenue grew 21.3% with the store rollout accelerated and like-for-like sales growth. Like-for-like sales in our Russian stores not affected by restrictions grew 9%, with group like-for-like sales growth at 7.2%. The loyal customer base reached 17 million, and this is up 47% year-on-year. Before our IFRS financial results are disclosed on February 28, I can say that in Q4, we closed the gap on gross margins versus 2020, and we expect our full year EBITDA margin to be in the 19% area. In 2021, we opened 737 new stores above our guidance of 730, including 151 net new stores in Q4. We also kept up our active international expansion. 25% of new openings in Q4 were outside Russia. While we see some headwinds in Belarus and Kazakhstan, the financial performance of our stores there remains solid and value accretive for the group EBITDA. In Q4, we entered 41 new localities, including Sakhalin. Now Fixed Price is present in 79 of Russia's 85 regions, which cover 98% of the country's population. We proactively sourced on-trend products. We redesigned and rotated our assortment within existing and new price points, and we got the full assortment onto the shelf despite supply chain disruptions. As you will hear, when I discuss the underlying drivers, our performance demonstrates the flexibility and resilience of our model as well as our appeal to customers. Now on to the key drivers of the latest results in Q4. The revenue rose to 66.5 billion rubles due to new store openings and like-for-like sales growth of 3.2% and 6.9% average ticket growth, which fully offset a 3.5% traffic contraction. For Russian stores unaffected by COVID restrictions, like-for-like sales reached 6.5%, where the ticket growth was supported by successful pass-through of inflationary pressure. through their assortment and price point efforts. Traffic numbers were impacted by new COVID restrictions in Russia at the end of October. As you might recall, during our last call on Q3, we discussed such restrictions as a potential headwind for Q4 performance. During the so-called non-working week, at the beginning of November, the absolute majority of our stores remained open, although in one region we had to limit the operations of 300 fixed price stores to click and collect and online delivery. And then several Russian regions introduced various further restrictions, such as restricting access to shopping malls only to those with QR-coded health passports and limiting access to public places to some categories of customers. At the end of December, 500 plus of our stores remained under restrictions. Apart from this direct impact, rising incidence rates and another wave of COVID, this led to more cautious consumer behavior across the whole country, which had an additional impact on the traffic. We saw a similar trend in November-December 2020, when like-for-like traffic also entered negative area amid a new COVID wave. But between the waves, we saw a promising recovery in both consumer sentiment and traffic. In October 2021, for example, we again saw positive traffic trends, and this was repeating the trend seen in 2020. COVID restrictions in Kazakhstan, pressure on real disposable income, and price regulation in Belarus continue to drag our top line growth. In Q4, the impact of stores in those countries on group like-for-like sales was -2%. Excluding the effect of international geographies and adjusting for the leap year, full year like-for-like sales for Russian stores not impacted by restrictions in November-December grew by 9%. And now over to our assortment proposition and sales mix. Sales are still facing the changed customer behavior, and people buy more food. And it means that the customers have not fully come back. And we saw the double-digit growth in Q4, like-for-like. And the like-for-like sales growth was double-digit, as I said. And they came to 27% of our sales versus 25%. In Q4 2020. And among non-food items, seasonal ranges led the growth. Like-for-like sales in Q4 grew 26%, followed by personal care, household goods, books, stationery, and DIY. Sales of discretionary goods are also impacted by supply chain disruptions, leading to delayed delivery of some items and tying up some additional working capital. In addition, warmer weather in November 21 led to demand for seasonal collections picking up only in December compared to mid-November in 2020. We have expanded our assortment to roughly 2,000 SKUs compared to 1,800 before. The performance of higher price points remains promising, and the share of 249 and 299 in sales kept climbing and reached 12%, while the share of price points above 100 rubles grew to 32% compared to 22% for Q4 2020. And this was made possible by our launching new products and repricing our rotated assortment to offset the cost pressure, as well as containing the rise in the cost of sales. 59 and 79 ruble price points introduced in November 21 gained traction and helped us support margins and sales, and they maintained best value proposition anyways for us. And 50 and 77 price points were completely phased out, at the beginning of January. As a result, even despite the higher share of food, our gross margin in Q4 2021 was higher year on year, and the average ticket was up 7.4% to 320 rubles in Q4, driven primarily by the price per item amid products repricing and rotation. And our relentless focus on offering an excellent, constantly renewed assortment at the best of prices and improvement of our loyalty program, we saw the gain of another 1.6 million loyal customers in Q4. And now the total number of loyal customers exceeds 17 million, 53% of total retail sales for Q4 2021 were made with loyalty cards, versus 39% in Q4 2020. Despite such growth of the loyalty customer base, the average ticket for purchases with a loyalty card remains 1.8 times higher than the average ticket for non-loyalty card purchases. We confirm our guidance of 750 net new store openings in 2022. We see no limitations on our store rollout and plan to further expand into existing white space. Besides, we see that the payback period for the new stores remains below 9 months. We have updated our analysis of mature stores cohort, and like-for-like sales at stores over 3 to 6 years remains generally in line with overall like-for-like sales at group level. And like-for-like performance remains highly exposed to external factors, first and foremost COVID-19. So we do not plan to give specific financial or operational guidance for 2022. And now over to the events after the reporting date. With trading impacted by COVID restrictions, it is hard to predict how national and local regulations will evolve with the onset of Omicron in Russia. The government postponed the introduction of mandatory QR codes for the whole country. In Kazakhstan, which is 3.5% of total store numbers, the unrest at the beginning of the year caused some operational disruption. Now things seem to go back to normal, and we see no reasons to change our plans for continued expansion in Kazakhstan. As for the competitive landscape, in our market segment, last year looked challenging for a smaller variety of value retailers in Russia, and a small competitor with 100 stores, Home Market, went out of business and filed for bankruptcy. Our ESG initiatives are underway, and we will share the first data in the coming weeks. We also plan to publish our first sustainability report in Q2 2022. We are now building a new own DC in the Moscow region with a total space of 68,000 square meters. The new DC will become operational in Q1 23 and will serve the central and southern federal districts, boosting our ability to keep store shelves full for years to come. Today, we also announced a buyback program of up to 4 billion rubles over the next 6 months as a means of distributing cash additionally to our shareholders. Given the strength of our balance sheet, we remain confident in the company's prospects and maintain our unwavering commitment to long-term value creation for our shareholders and efficient capital allocation. Looking back, I can say that 2021 was definitely not an easy year. Over the past 12 months, we have all endured unprecedented challenges and disruption due to COVID-19. And as a management team, we remained focused and we delivered on what we could. And we believe that our results demonstrate the strength and flexibility of our business model. with the procurement machine we have built, we can offer an amazing assortment of outstanding value with an engaging shopping experience that resonates positively with our customers. Our undisputed market leadership, huge white space potential, and capital efficiency, we are best positioned to compound best-in-class growth and margins for years to come. With that, I will hand back to Michael.
Thank you very much for the presentation. We will now be moving to the Q&A part of the call. If you have any questions, please press star 2 and wait for your name to be called. If you are connected via the web, you may also ask a voice or a written question. We will take the voice questions first, and after that, we'll answer the written questions. We will now give a minute or so for the questions to come in. Please stand by. Thank you very much. Our first question comes from Mr. Henrik Herbst from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. I had a few questions. Firstly, I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about, I know there's a lot of stuff going on with the restrictions, but how should we think about how the business can sort of trend once these restrictions are eased, and whether you've seen any change in consumer behavior sort of underlying? I mean, maybe it's difficult to say versus a year ago. You're talking about the store rollout plans still being intact. Can you maybe talk a little bit about how we should think about like-for-like growth over the next couple of years? I think you've talked about around 10% previously. Do you still expect that the growth could bounce back to those levels, and also how you think about margins? I guess you're saying that your Russian stores did 6.5% in Q4, the stores that were unaffected by the restrictions. Is that sort of a run rate we should have in mind? And then the other question is if you have any early reactions from consumers on your new price plans. I know you raised low-end price points a bit. If you can, have they been well received? Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. We hope we were able to write it all down to start answering. If not, then let us know. As to our development, we do not see anything that can prevent us from further development and expansion of the store network. As to what is happening in the consumer space in particular online, for example, we see that the consumers are not going online from a fixed price. And as to competition with online, with our brick and mortar stores, we do not see any significant pressure from the online retailers, not in our segment, not in value retail. Moreover, I can tell you confidently that we still believe that despite the fact that we are working in the traditional brick and mortar format, we manage to keep the best prices on the street. Whoever you compare us to, whether it is online retailers or brick and mortar operators, as to the like for like projections, we cannot provide guidance or projections, but we still are bullish about the development of the company and the sales in particular. We see positive trends, both partially, probably. I believe we have gone through the inflationary peak on the one hand. We passed it in 2021. On the other hand, we see that the consumers are less negative about the higher prices, not just our customers, but the consumers across the Russian market, because it was an unprecedented price rise. I cannot think of anything similar to that in the past 5 to 7 years. But now we've gone through this peak, we believe, and in consumer behaviors, we see that the consumer is going back to coming to offline brick and mortar stores, and sometimes they are limited by the COVID-related restrictions when the QR codes that are required to enter shopping malls, or when shopping malls or the stores are closed because of the COVID-related requirements. But we still see that our customers love coming to our stores. And for them, it's not just about buying something. They don't come there for essentials to meet their daily needs. No, for them, it is a hangout place. It is an entertainment for them. And over the past 10 years, Fixed Price, as you know, is legendary for offering new products every single week. Yeah, throughout the year, and the love of our customers who come, many of whom come to us every single week, it is still there. And I believe Romer did a research that proves that. And if needed, my colleagues will further develop on that. And now over to Anton for the numbers.
Yes, so hi, Henrik. Let me continue answering your questions. So with regards to Russian stores unaffected by restrictions, it's worth, you rightly pointed out, it's 6.5% for the fourth quarter, but it's if you look at monthly performance, then it was in October and December, it was in a high single-digit area, while for November, when there was a period of non-working week introduced in early November in Russia, it was in low single-digit area. So nowadays, if we, when we look into January performance, it keeps running at in a like high single-digit area. It's also worth mentioning that even apart from QR codes and similar restrictions, there is an overall sentiment towards COVID, which depresses our traffic. And we've seen similar situation in the fourth quarter 2020, when, as you recall, in Russia, there were no formal restrictions, but the number of COVID cases were going up. And it was also, as a result, it was affecting our traffic. And In Q4 2020, our like-for-like traffic was -2%, whilst comparing with the previous quarter, third quarter of 2020, when it was +4%, therefore quarter-on-quarter it was -6%. Therefore, there is a certain element of overall COVID sentiment, which we believe depresses our traffic, and also depresses the performance of the stores in Russia where there are no additional incremental formal restrictions. Therefore, and you also asked about margins. Well, we were always saying that we are balancing between margins and like for like, and we are trying to, at during our operations, we are looking for the balance between the two components. And therefore, whilst the traffic currently remains somewhat under pressure, as I said, because of external factors which are outside of our control, but we continue to see positive developments of our margins on the gross margin level. And we pointed out in the press release, and Dmitry was saying that our Q4 2021 margin, gross margin, was higher both year on year and quarter on quarter, and we see continuation of this trend in the 2022 year to date.
Thanks very much.
And you had one last question about, I think, about reaction to the new price points. Here, I will pass the floor back to Dmitry.
Henrik, actually, you should take it with a pinch of salt, but to be honest, the response exceeded our expectations. We thought that it might create some negativity, you know, in our customers, because they were genuinely annoyed by the higher prices everywhere. But what we saw in the feedback in November and December, the customers were really receptive of the new price point. They accepted our new, somewhat renewed pricing policy, especially given that we kept 55, 59, and 79 rubles. And when the customers saw that everyone else was selling a lot more expensively, they raised the prices a lot more, not by 10%, but by 10% up. So seeing that price rise in other retailers, the consumers were not unhappy, let me put it this way. So another important thing was that, if you remember, we did a lot of preparation work. We did our homework, and when we introduced the new price points of 59 and 79, before, we did a lot of work with the assortment in those price categories. So we basically fully redesigned the whole assortment, most of the assortment. And so for the customers, those new price points, the products of these price points anyways looked very different from what they could buy at 55 and 77 rubles.
Got it. Thanks so much. I mean, just one last very quick question. Is it fair to assume, I mean, from what you're saying, it sounds like Q4 2021 could be the trough on like-for-like growth and trends should improve from here. Right. Do I understand that correct?
You know what, Henrik, I would say that Q4 was the hardest time for us, because this is when we felt the biggest impact from the COVID-19 related restrictions. And going forward, if we do not see any further step up in the COVID related restrictions, I don't think we will ever go back to those lackluster results of Q4. But what we see early this year is that all the strategies, all the activities around the assortment, the new price points, as well as working with our target audience and our participants in the loyalty program, so far, all of this is paying back in higher numbers, in every single indicator of our activities. So we're bullish about the future, and we are also emphasizing time and again, unless we see any major radical changes around COVID-related restrictions or any other force majeure events in macro and in global politics.
Very clear. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for the question. Our next question comes from Ms. Yulia Kazakovtseva from UBS. Please go ahead, ma'am. Your line is open.
Hi, everyone, and thanks a lot for this chance to ask a question. Actually, I have to. You said that in January, like-for-like was close to 8-9%. As far as I get, high single digit. Well, could you provide a comment on the growth of the total revenue from the start of the year? And the share of food is my second question. From the start of this year, do you see the trend continued for higher share of food in your assortment, or has the situation somehow stabilized? Thank you so much. I started speaking with a muted mic. To the share of food, so far it remains the same as in Q4 2021. We do not see major changes there either way. Going up or down, the consumer behaviors are primarily about buying essentials, non-discretionary goods, including food. Anton, probably stop me if I give away the numbers that I'm not supposed to say. In January, we also see good like-for-like in non-food, for example, in seasonal goods, and they are positive and double digits. Definitely, this is something that inspires us and give us confidence that going forward, the demand for the non-food will recover and even grow. We also see another thing, as we said before, in Q4 2021, the share of €2.99 and €2.49 price points came to 12%. Against the backdrop of our somewhat keeping back our activity in terms of advertising those higher price points or promoting those goods because of the response of the consumers overall to higher prices. But as the inflation stabilized and consumer sentiment shifted more towards the positive area starting from January and February, we are planning to extend the assortment in those higher price points. We are also going to have them more present in our advertising materials, and we hope that we will see a higher share from them in our sales, above 12%, and they should also drive positively our like-for-like in the average ticket. As to the like-for-like of 8%-9% or higher single digit, over to Anton for the comments.
Yes, so your question was about the revenue growth in the month to date, taking into consideration the high single-digit like-for-like performance for Russian stores and affected by formal COVID restrictions. Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to give you the precise number, and the reason for that is because to calculate revenue for the group, we need to do some certain eliminations of intra-group operations because we are selling goods from our Russian operating company to our foreign subsidiaries. And that's an exercise which we typically conduct at the month end once the month has finished, and we don't have, and normally companies don't do it intra-month. But if you want to do a back-of-envelope calculation, you can probably calculate it by yourself, extrapolating the trend from the Q4 2021. It's also worth taking into account that the group like-for-like for month to date is somewhat lower, taking into consideration the formal COVID restrictions and the impact of Kazakhstan and Belarus.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Mr. Alex Gnusarev from VTB Capital Investment Management. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open. Once again, Alexander Gnusarev, your line is open, the Russian line that you have dialed in. Please go ahead with your question. We will try again shortly. In the meantime, just a reminder for any additional questions, please press star two on your keypad. If you are dialed in via the telephone, you may also ask a voice or a text question. We will now give a second or so for any additional questions. Thank you. We have a question from Mr. Aaron Armstrong from Ashmore Group. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Hi. Thank you for taking the question. First question is, how many stores currently have restricted access for customers, such as requiring a QR code to access the store? And secondly, you mentioned some like-for-like numbers and how the stores with restricted versus unrestricted access have slightly different like-for-likes. Could you give any more detail on those numbers, please? Particularly, were they in regards to foot traffic or like-for-likes on sales numbers?
Yeah. Thank you for your question. So at the moment, we have about 650 stores as of end of last week, 661 stores, to be precise, as of the end of last week, under certain QR code type restrictions. And the impact is both on like-for-like sales and like-for-like traffic. And in those stores which are under restrictions, we typically see negative like-for-like, which obviously puts pressure on the overall like-for-like performance of the group.
Sorry, I think you gave these numbers earlier, but I didn't catch them. Could you give the Q4 like-for-like impact of the restrictions versus the unrestricted stores, please?
Q4, so one second.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's hold on. The impact of Russian stores unaffected by restrictions in Q4 was the sales like-for-like of Russian stores unaffected by restrictions was 6.5% in Q4, and overall it was 5.3%. So it's for Russian stores, 5.3% for Russian stores, and 3.2% for overall the whole group. Here I'm talking about Q4 2021. It's also worth mentioning that in Q4, restrictions started just in the beginning of November. I'm sorry. Therefore, the whole month of October, we kind of have not been doing any calculations for affected or unaffected stores, and therefore the impact was 1.2% on the group for the Russian stores.
Thank you. And in terms of the number of stores that are affected by restrictions, do you think Q1 will be the same as Q4, or higher or lower?
Look, I wish I had a possibility to tell you what will be happening in a month's time with COVID and restrictions, but unfortunately, no one has a crystal ball. And we, as of the end of in December, there were about 500 stores affected at the end of December, affected by different QR code restrictions. Right now, it's 661. So at least in the month to date, the situation, the number of stores under restrictions increased a little bit. It's still not like a substantial part of our overall store base. We have slightly less than 5,000 stores altogether, roughly 4,500 as company-operated stores, and call it 4,000 in Russia. And 660 stores is about 13%. So it, month to date, it has been increasing, but not that significantly.
Thank you. And one more question, if that's okay, please. So the Russian like-for-like numbers are higher than the like-for-like numbers for the group as a whole for Q4. So the international business is dragging slightly. In Q1, would you expect that to normalize, or do you think international could still drag on like-for-likes for the group in Q1?
The negative performance of international stores, it started to occur around summer last year when quite significant restrictions were being introduced in Kazakhstan. It started in July, and before that, the performance, the like-for-like performance of Kazakhstan stores was rather solid. Therefore, we would expect that the impact would be decreasing during the course of Q2, and it should mostly disappear starting from around Q3, in Q3. Q3 2022, I mean.
Thank you. And so Q1, perhaps a similar trend to what we saw in Q4.
That's a fair assumption.
Thank you.
If I may add something to what Anton said, when we speak about restrictions, what's important to understand is how the restrictions impact us. The stores that Anton spoke about are the stores in the shopping malls, where the shopping mall limits the traffic. That's on the one hand, and the number of such shopping malls, or rather our stores, in the shopping malls increase somewhat, but on the other hand, the number of those vaccinated is rising, and we expect that the QR code holders, people that can attest to the vaccination boosting or antibodies will increase, and hopefully this pressure around the restrictions can somewhat go down in months to come.
Thank you very much. We will once again open Alexander Gnusarev's line from VTB Capital Investment Management in case there is a question there. So, Alexander, your line is open. Okay, thank you very much. It looks like there is no question indeed. And it also looks like we have no further questions at this point. I will pass the line to Elena Mironova for the concluding remarks.
Thanks, Michael, and thank you all for joining us today. We will be reporting our full year 2021 IFRS financial results on February 28. So look forward to speaking to you all then. In the meantime, please feel free to reach out to Investor Relations teams through the contacts on our website with any follow-up questions. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you very much. This concludes our conference call. We'll now be closing all the lines. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.